Welcome to What's Trending, your go-to podcast for staying informed about what's trending in the ever-evolving landscape of Westchester and beyond. Join us as we explore the latest in events, trends, and innovations. From cutting-edge technologies to fashion, from wellness to entertainment, and from emerging markets to leadership insights and sustainability initiatives, this podcast covers it all.
Each episode features in-depth discussions with experts, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs who share their perspectives on the trends that matter most. Whether you're a seasoned professional, an aspiring entrepreneur, or simply curious about the forces that are driving economic change, What's Trending has something for you.
We are your hosts, Amanda DePalma, Senior Vice President of Events and Development,
and Dr. Marcia Gordon, President and CEO of the Business Council of Westchester, the county's largest business membership organization focusing on economic development and advocacy. With over 1,100 members, it is our mission to work for the profitability of our members and prosperity of the Westchester community. To learn more about the Business Council of Westchester, please go to thebcw.org.
Looking for unparalleled success in PR and marketing? Look no further than Thompson & Bender, the leader in strategic communications. With over 30 years of expertise, they've mastered everything from PR and advertising to social media and event marketing, ensuring their clients' success. Recognized with awards like the Business Council of Westchester Hall of Fame, City and State Power 100, and voted Best in Westchester for advertising, public relations, and social media by 914 Inc., their track record speaks for itself. Join the ranks of clients from Fortune 500 corporations, small businesses, educational and healthcare institutions, and many more who've benefited from their innovative strategies. Trust Thompson & Bender to elevate your brand to new heights. Elizabeth Bracken Thompson, partner at Thompson & Bender, welcome to the very first episode of What's Trending.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. I'm thrilled to be here with you and Marcia Gordon at one of your first BCW podcasts here on the BCW Podcast Network.
And thank you to Thompson & Bender for your support as the premier sponsor of the What's Trending podcast.
Oh, we're so excited. And as you know, we do public relations, communications, and advertising. And so we thought What's Trending couldn't be more perfectly suited as our sponsored telecast.
So before we really get into the conversation today, Liz, we would be remiss if we didn't share just a little bit about you for those that may not know of you and your impact in the community. Elizabeth Bracken Thompson is a dynamic force in the world of advertising and public relations here in Westchester and beyond. She brings decades of experience to the table, overseeing a diverse clientele that spans Fortune 500 companies, not-for-profits, healthcare organizations, and more. She has earned numerous accolades for her leadership in the business community, including recognition from Crain's New York Business and the Westchester Fairfield Business Journals, as has her agency, a past Business Council of Westchester Hall of Fame winner and winner of 914 Inc.'s Best in Business for 5 years running. That's amazing. Today, we will get a glimpse at some exciting upcoming Westchester events and Liz's insights and invaluable lessons that she's learned along the way. Can't wait.
Well, I'm so excited to be here, and I have to correct myself before I said telecast. But obviously, this is a podcast, which have become so, so popular over the years. I mean, I think the first podcast I ever did was about 10 years ago, and people were like, what's a podcast? And now they are so popular, and they have the right to be. And this is just a fabulous initiative that the BCW has started. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So let's get into it. We cannot have a conversation about what's trending without talking about one of the trendiest and premier events in Westchester, the Westchester Magazine's Wine and Food Festival. It is a multi-day extravaganza of wine, food, chefs, restaurants, beer, spirits, featuring tastings, parties, a burger contest, a cooking expedition, and more. First, take us back. How did you become involved in this signature Westchester event, and what did it look like in the beginning?
Well, it's hard for me to believe because it was actually 13 years ago that Ralph Martinelli, the late great Ralph Martinelli, who was publisher of Westchester Magazine, called me up and said, Liz, I know you've run some food festivals in the past. I was thinking we should do one here at Westchester Magazine because we know that food and wine are one of the most popular parts of our magazine. I mean, he said to me, Liz, of all the things we do and cover, restaurants, bars, you know, are by far the most popular part of the magazine. So I want to do a festival celebrating all the great chefs and restaurants here in Westchester. I said, I'm in, Ralph. And so our first festival was 13 years ago. We had it at
the 13 years.
Yes. It's just flown by. And actually, we had it at the Ritz-Carlton, which was brand new at the time. And it was a two-day festival. We had it on Saturday and Sunday. It was on the weekend. We had grand tasting of about 30 restaurants in the big ballroom, lining the ballroom. And then we had breakout rooms where we had wine seminars. We brought in really top-tier wines. And we had the absolutely top name in wine, Kevin Zraley. Now, if you Google Kevin Zraley, you'll see he is the most prolific wine author in the world. And he grew up in Westchester County. He now lives in New Paltz. And I knew Kevin, invited him to come, and he actually ran the seminars. And we got the owners of Banffy Wine in Italy to fly in and talk about their wines, and everyone got to go into a room and sample the different Banffy wines. We did the same with wines from France, California, and it grew from there, from that two-day festival. Today, 13 years later, we have 6 days of extraordinary wine and food experiences for people from all walks of life, whether you love burgers or you love a wine connoisseur's dinner, we've got just what you're looking for.
So clearly, Liz, this festival has just exploded over the years. Can you share the evolution?
Yes. Well, what we realized was that we were selling out. So we had a certain number of tickets we were selling on Saturday and Sunday, and people, we were selling out within 3 weeks. So we said, obviously, there's a demand here. So we said, what can we expand to? So then we added a brunch on Sunday, and we did it at 42, the restaurant.
Brunch is my favorite.
Oh,
who doesn't love a good brunch?
Oh, I know. What's your favorite? What is your favorite brunch food?
Eggs Benedict.
And what is yours, Marcia?
I love a good pancake once in a while.
Mm, I know, you're making me hungry. But we did the brunch on Sunday at 42, now known as Canope, on the 42nd floor of the Ritz-Carlton. And that was a great addition. And then we decided to add, we heard about the fabulous burger bashes that different food festivals would have. So we added that on Thursday night. And then we just kept growing from there because the demand was there. And I'm proud to say that last year, we had over 6,500 people attend our 6 days of festival events. And
6,500 people.
Yes, and they come from the entire New York tri-state area. In fact, we are the largest wine and food festival north of Manhattan that's held in the regional metro
market. And that was with some challenging weather, if I remember last year correctly.
Oh, there were some rough years.
Oh, there were some rough years. I mean, knock wood, we have never had a torrential rainstorm. We've had some lightning and thunder, you know, but it's never really been a flood. But last year, yeah, if people recall, we actually had that really bad smoke from the fires in Canada.
That's right.
And you remember people could not see the George Washington Bridge if you were driving down the west side? Well, that was the night of our Playlands, a party on the pier event over in the Long Island Sound. And It was really tough while we were setting up, but luckily for us, it's rain or shine, by the way. We don't, you know, postpone for rain. So we had it, and we still had an amazing turnout, and it luckily it cleared by the time we had our party on the pier.
Gives new meaning to a cocktail with an umbrella.
Absolutely.
So, Liz, guests really get into and get to enjoy the result, but most do not ever get a peek behind the curtain to see really just what goes into planning an event of this magnitude. As you said, you've gone from 2 days to 6 days, from concept to execution. It's an art. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. How about a peek behind the curtain about what goes into just the pure creation of a festival like this?
Oh, well, it's just incalculable the number of hours that we spend planning this. Without exaggeration, we end on a Saturday and we start planning. We take 1 week off and we start planning for the next year. And by that, I mean, we do a big critique. What went right? What went wrong? What should we add? What can we do better at next year? And then we start looking at dates. And within the first month after we, you know, have our last event on that Saturday this year, June 8th, we'll be working and planning and signing contracts with the Westchester County Parks Department, because we hold three of our events at Westchester County Parks. We hold our Wednesday night party on the pier at beautiful Playland, right along the pier area where we're on the boardwalk overlooking the gorgeous Long Island Sound. And it's just been spectacular every year. And then on Thursday, we go to the Kensico Dam Plaza, which is the site of the fabulous fireworks every year.
We love that.
And that's our burger bash on Thursday night. And then we return on Saturday to Kensico Dam Park, and we have our Grand Tasting Village from noon to 5. And that's our big signature event that we have there. But and then we do events in other parts of the county, too. We kick off over on the Hudson at River Market with Glenn Vogt, and we have a fabulous kickoff event. We invite all our vendors. And then we go on Tuesday night to Mid-Westchester in Chappaqua to Crabtree's Kittle House, and we have our big Kevin's Raley wine experience there. And then on Friday night, we go to our fabulous upscale wine connoisseurs dinner, and this year we're having at a Canopy at the Ritz-Carlton, now the Opus Hotel in White Plains.
It's so exciting, Liz. It's so exciting. But, of course, this is the BCW Podcast Network, and so we really want to talk about the community perspective as well.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we knew one of the most important components of this wine and food festival was to acknowledge some not-for-profits. There's so many great not-for-profits in Westchester, but we wanted to include the community and show some benefit. So we established the Westchester Parks Foundation as our charity of choice.
Wonderful.
And 100% of our donations go to the Westchester Parks Foundation. And we think it's so fitting, because three of the major events happen in three Westchester County parks. And they're just a fabulous partner. They've been with us from the beginning. And we love raising the money for them every year. And we've raised, you know, several million dollars for them since we started 13 years ago.
That is a real impact. And talk about impact. How many people and restaurants and vendors, how many are involved with all of this?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because every year we kind of do a total. We do Westchester Magazine Wine and Food Festival by the numbers. And we've calculated that we've had over 1,500 restaurants and food trucks participate over the last 13 years. And then we also figured out that we've cooked almost 475,000 burgers at our burger and beer bash.
That's a number.
Yeah, we've had over 120,000 people attend our events over the 13 years. And this is really fun. We've poured almost 2,000 different kinds of wine at our festivals over the years. And one of the things that's a fabulous highlight for us is we have live chef demos every year on Saturday at our Grand Tasting Village. We have four different tents, and in one of the tents we do live cooking demonstrations. And we always have top chefs that come in and cook for us. And this year we have David Burke, the famous chef, will be there, along with our fabulous Peter Kelly from X2O, along with Anthony Congalves of Canope, And we're even doing a mixologist this year. And people get to go into the tent. They get to sit there and watch the chef prepare a dish. But what's even better is the people who are in the tent then get to sample what they've cooked. And they always do a spectacular job. And we've had over 150 top chefs over the years cook for us at these events. So we're really thrilled.
So for those hearing about the Wine and Food Festival for the first time, what are some secrets to really making the most out of the experience? Because it does span such a wonderful time frame.
Well, I urge everyone to go onto westchestermagazine.com/winefood. That's westchestermagazine.com/winefood. And you're going to see the whole lineup of our events. And depending upon what your interest is, I mean, there's something for everyone, as I mentioned. If you love great wine, on Tuesday night at Kittle House in Chappaqua, we have Kevin Zraley and John Crabtree. They're going to be presenting a top-level wine pairing dinner. And Kevin will introduce the wines, and you'll have a fabulous dish that's paired with that wine sitting at a table. And Kevin will talk about the wines of the world that you're tasting. And they're top-level wines, fabulous cuisine, and that's for the real wine lover. And that's Tuesday night, June 4th at the Kittle House, and that's only $155 a person. You're getting this incredible meal and wine served with every one of your courses, as well as a champagne cocktail.
Divine.
Yes. And then on Wednesday, we have if you really want to get down and have fun, Party on the Pier, and that's at Playland, and we have 30 restaurants and food trucks appear there, but the highlight of the night is our bartender shake-off. And we have a live bartender shake-off with five of the top bartenders. We give them one type of alcohol, and they have to create their own cocktail. And then we have six top judges who will judge the best cocktail of the night. And people get to sample the cocktails because all of the bartenders will have their sample cocktail at their tables, along with all the food trucks and wine. And we name the best bartender in Westchester.
It's so much fun.
And everybody gets really into it. We have great live music, and you're out there on the pier, and it's a fabulous party. And then that's Wednesday night, June 5th. And that's only $65 a person. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's unlimited beer and wine and spirits served with your ticket price at that. I mean, we have all kinds of fabulous spirits there. And then on Thursday, we go to the Kensico Dam Plaza at 6 p.m. For $80, you get an amazing evening. This year, Pat LaFrieda Meat Purveyors are providing the beef, and we have 30 restaurants preparing what they call their best burger, and they'll be judging the best burger in Westchester, and they get an award.
Oh,
and we have a live band, FDR, and great wine and food. And then the collector's dinner, which I mentioned, and that's where people bring their favorite bottle of wine, and we share that wine with a fabulous dinner at Canopy, and that's Friday at 6:30 at the Canopy restaurant at Opus Hotel in White Plains. And then on Saturday, back to the Kensico Dam, a signature grand tasting village. We have a connoisseur's tent where you have top level restaurants and wine seminars. And then we have a giant grand tasting village, our live chef demos, tons of free wine and beer. And it's just a great party.
Marcia and I are available the whole weekend if you need any additional judges or anyone to do any extra tastings. We're available.
So we're coming up on time, but is there anything else about the Wine and Food Festival that you want to share with the listeners?
Just that I really urge people to get their tickets now if they're interested. They can go to westchestermagazine.com/winefood, and all of the events are listed there. You purchase your tickets because we do have a limited number of tickets. And we do sell out at this event. You sometimes can buy a ticket at the door, and it's more expensive, but we urge people to buy tickets in advance, obviously, and make sure they have their ticket and pray for good weather. We've always been lucky, and we'll see you on June 3rd through 8th at Westchester Magazine.
You will definitely see me at many of those events this year, as I do every year.
The more the merrier. Liz, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. It was so great having you as the first guest of the What's Trending podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
And of course, thank you to our sponsor, Thompson & Bender, and of course, our listeners.
Be sure to check out the BCW Podcast Network's expansive lineup of shows. Leadership Unleashed, Advocacy Unplugged, The Member Spotlight, Win the Innovation Roundtable, and Talent Trailblazers. Stay tuned for our next episode of What's Trending, premiering next month. Looking for unparalleled success in PR and marketing? Look no further than Thompson & Bender, the leader in strategic communications. With over 30 years of expertise, they've mastered everything from PR and advertising to social media and event marketing, ensuring their clients' success. Recognized with awards like the Business Council of Westchester Hall of Fame, City and State Power 100, and voted best in Westchester for advertising, public relations, and social media by 914 Inc., their track record speaks for itself. Join the ranks of clients from Fortune 500 corporations, small businesses, educational and healthcare institutions, and many more who've benefited from their innovative strategies. Trust Thompson & Bender to elevate your brand to new heights.